Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Tonight, Thursday night, football in the House of Kirk, 8:15, 7:30, the coverage right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It is an NFC South Battle Royale between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Winners last Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons, also winners, but by the hair of their chinny chin chin on a last-second Young Hoo Q field goal from 58 yards out, the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, I just want to point this out. Todd Bowles yesterday ruled out five different players for tonight's game. Luke Getteke, their starting right tackle, has missed every game since week one when the Commanders concussion. Kalijah Kancey, Antoine Winfield Jr., Jalen McMillan, who has had a nice impact, Trey Palmer, who had a touchdown last week against the Eagles. Also, they're already short a linebacker, server, Sia Dennis, or however the hell you say his name. He's already on IR. So they're down six players on a short week on the road in the division against what I would say is a Falcons team that should have a certain level of urgency that I don't know if I've seen just yet. Do the Buccaneers, as good as their offense has been outside of that Denver game, do the Buccaneers have a chance to win this game in Atlanta with all of their injuries?
I don't know. That's a tall order against a divisional team. They had a hard-fought win last week where they beat up on Philly. I don't know. I think Atlanta gets them tonight. But I like Tampa. They're my super six pack.
I know. And if they're in your super six pack, I mean,
I'm Beyonce crazy in love.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they're in the super six pack, then we should automatically bet the Falcons, right? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right?
I think you're starting to see their philosophy change, man. Kirk threw the ball 35 times on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's not the brand of football they should be playing.
Well, here's the thing. Bijan Robinson is either in a little bit of the Chateau Bow Wow or he's a little bit banged up, and I think it's more the latter, that he's a little bit banged up, right?
Like the Chateau Bow Wow.
I would also say this. You know, 3.5 years into this thing, all you draft Knicks, all you draft dum-dums screamed and told me how Kyle Pitts was going to be the revolutionary, generational, game-changing. So far, he's been smellier than a dog's poop that I cleaned up on the sidewalk this morning. That's what Kyle Pitts has been. He doesn't play hard. He's not consistent. He's not a big part of that offense because Kirk can't trust him. He doesn't fight hard for balls. He is basically everything that you kids love, which is a super slick, sexy-looking thing that occasionally turns the light switch on when he wants to. And that has survived on hype. That's what Kyle Pitts is. Now, that being said, he'll score two touchdowns tonight. I got the Atlanta Falcons only because I think the Bucs have a little more I think the Bucs have a little bit more moxie than the Falcons do.
If the Bucs were healthy, they'd win.
Yeah, and being that this game is also in Atlanta, listen, I don't think this is going to be easy for the Falcons, but I think the Falcons do just enough to get by in this game, and probably find a way to win it I'll say 24-20, somewhere in that range. I do not think it is going to be easy. Kirk Cousins, to your point, 230 passing yards last week. 800
35 times.
I know. Against Tampa Bay, almost 900 career passing yards. That's almost an average of 300 per game. Seven touchdowns, six passing, one rushing. An interception, a 107.7 rating against, again, Tampa Bay. And, of course, you remember what happened against Tampa Bay back here in the Burgundy and Gold. Yes, indeed. I look for Tyler Algier to have a bigger impact on tonight's game. Drake London, I like. And watch out for Darnell Mooney. Watch out for Darnell Mooney. He has made some big plays for the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that Falcons defense is starting to come into its own. They've got a lot of talent. Matthew Judon made a big play last week. Jesse Bates, he's pretty darn good on the back end. Troy Anderson had an interception return for a touchdown 2 games ago, I think it was. And the Atlanta Falcons should beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, and the Mets and the Brewers in Game 3 tonight at American Family Field, which used to be Miller Park, in Milwaukee, 7 o'clock. And by the way, the question of yesterday when we asked about the 3-game series, whether it was unfair, all 3 games are at the higher seed. I was a little confused based on my memory.
Yeah, that's not fair.
All 3 games are at the higher seed.
That's not
so,
fair.
In other words,
1-1. It should be 1-1 home. It should be 1-1 high seed.
So check this out. The Mets were in Milwaukee last weekend for a 3-game series, then had to go to Atlanta to play a doubleheader. After winning on Sunday, they went to Atlanta to play a doubleheader on Monday and then back to Milwaukee to play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And last night they had a lead going into the 8th inning and yacked all over themselves.
Blech.
And blew it. Tonight, I think the Brewers get the job done. They've got a little bit of momentum here. Jackson Churio is awesome. There's so much good young talent. If you watch the Royals-Orioles series, Bobby Witt Jr. is amazing.
Bobby.
If you see the Brewers come back last night, Jackson Churio is unbelievable. I can't wait to see. Hopefully, we get to see it sooner than later. James Wood, Dylan Cruz on the big stage and performing like some of those guys have. So I think the Brewers win tonight for what it's worth. Maybe the Mets will surprise me and come up with a big-time performance. All right, that is how we do it and how we wrap up shop here on
Clean Up in Aisle 3.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.